When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
All right, I'll be the first to admit, everything else we've done this week is garbage. But this hour is going to be good because we bring in a Radio Hall of Famer by the name of Kevin Ryder, nice enough to accept our invitation to join us on the lie detector test. I believe when Brad Williams was in here, we asked Brad on the lie detector test who is his favorite Kevin at K-Rock. He said it was me. And then we found out he was lying, and clearly it's Kevin Ryder. And so we decided, let's let Kevin Ryder sit on the chair and answer all the questions you may have over his 30-year run on Kevin and Bean.
I'm excited. It's a long time coming.
The dramatic exit and then the return, the triumphant return to K-Rock, where you can now hear him every afternoon. He's got tickets for you later this afternoon to go to Universal. We've got four for you right now. Universal Studios, let's get you in. It's the all-new Mega Movie Summer. Go beyond the screen with special character meet and greets and blah, blah, blah. Some other stuff I'm supposed to say. But let's just give you the tickets and you can learn all about it yourself. So, call it 20 right now, 800-520-1067. Let's make that happen for you. And then we'll bring in Mr. Kevin Ryder, the lie detector guy. We got these questions here. Allie, I've been going through. Thousands of questions have been submitted. We can't ask him 1,000 questions. He's given us exactly a five-minute window before he walks out. So, we do have...
He's got a hard out.
He's got a hard out.
5 minutes after he gets here.
A hard out, which he will establish as he's sitting here. But he did. But these questions are, I mean, some of these are wild questions about things that took place on the airwaves of K-Rock. Other ones just about...
There's a nickname for his junk that I didn't know about that's spinning again.
I wonder
about.
If he gets to veto one of these questions. You think this will be the question he vetoes? You have a nickname for your penis, Thicky. Is your penis indeed thick? Do you think he's going to veto that question?
Is that question number one or question number...
That's question number nine. So anyway, we'll get into that coming up with the great Kevin Ryder and I. You will not want to miss a live on-air Lie Day Friday lie detector test on a Wednesday. What's up, Aaron? You're caller 20.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, we don't joke about these things. Legally, we can't, but you're going to Universal Studios, all right?
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Ali.
Thank you for the...
Thanks for the enthusiasm.
Lukewarm celebration.
Yeah. All right.
You guys.
Let's give you another shot at that. Congratulations. You're going to Universal.
Thank you, guys.
And now, you're going to Universal. Take it away.
Yeah! Woo!
Ooga.
Gave up a little less soon than
that's
last
right. That just got sadder. Well, anyway, congratulations. Sure, Universal's thrilled. All right, give you some blank and get into the complete hour of the show we have in store for you on K-Rock. Good morning. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Streaming live on YouTube. You can check us out there if you'd like to, or you could just keep listening on the radio. We are finding your ear holes or potentially want to see what we look like. You could do that as well. And if you don't see what we, if you don't go ahead and check out what we look like, you can't make fun of us as much as people that watch also do. And Allie, I guess yesterday you looked ridiculous. There's been a lot of complaints on the GOAT line, which I'll go through some of them right now. A lot of them physically about how we appear.
Someone wanted to know which trailer park I had walked out of yesterday.
Yeah, that question came through quite a bit from different people. It always makes you, when you hear it from one person, you go, maybe they're just having a bad day. But then when you hear it from multiple people from different area codes, you go, maybe there's something going on with me.
Yeah, but then Vanessa complimented me and said she liked my outfit, and my therapist said, I love your hat.
Well, a lot of people didn't like your hat. Let's get into a quick round of Do More Better, some of the complaints that people have about the show, and there's no shortage. You guys are very clever with your complaints. So here we go. Let's do more better.
You guys need to do more better.
We've been told that many times before. This first complaint is not about your hat, though. It's about something that we do with Vanessa.
We did it. Can you guys please stop bullying Vanessa for her being a child? That bit is getting old. Please leave her alone.
I agree. Stop bullying
Vanessa.
So she agrees with this caller. Stop bullying Vanessa about being a child. We did not accidentally hire a child to produce our radio show.
But it sounds like this caller's a child.
Definitely someone from her class. Yeah. Is this someone from Playdate? Playgroup or whatever, Vanessa? Who's this person?
Make fun of her for her cocaine addiction and her homophobia. Okay, thanks.
Okay, that person would like us to stop making fun of you for being a child and focus on the fact that you're a raging homophobe.
Which I'm not.
Well, if you weren't, we wouldn't have all these clips of you yelling at gay people on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Okay.
And you yelled at a lot of gay people. So, listen.
What's a second lip?
All right.
It's very, very problematic.
Clearly.
Yeah, gay.
Right. We get
so
it.
Problematic.
So, we'll focus on that instead. The next complaint here is about Allie. And specifically, I think it's about your hat, Allie, that you wore yesterday. It did look
A lovely smoke flower hat.
It looked comically large on your little head.
Most hats look big on my head. I have a tiny head.
But the funny thing is that, for those of you that are not watching along, you have a huge, you have a little head, but you have a huge forehead.
Thanks. Yeah. Are we going to go through from top to bottom, or are we just going to get into the call?
Well, I'll play the call, but I just wanted everyone to understand that now
the proportions are off in every way.
Yeah.
Hey, why does Allie look like she's in the running for the next Ayatollah for the Iranian regime right now? That fucking hat is ridiculous.
Okay, so Allie's clearly picking sides. Right. And now we know what side she's on.
Look, you know.
Oh, yeah, does it have like a weird flag on it or something?
No.
I think it does.
What was it? Yeah. Now that he mentioned that.
It doesn't have a weird flag on it. It's just streaks of color.
And it's really big, Allie. Like,
yes,
it was huge.
A huge hat.
What am I supposed to do when I needed to wash my hair and I didn't, okay? I don't have a lot of options. Beanie, I get made fun of. Hat, I get made fun of. Yeah. God forbid I wore a bandana.
What about washing your hair? Is that an option?
No, because I wash my hair every 3 days.
Why is that not an option? That
okay,
should be the
and
first
I gotta
option.
Dye my roots, and I'm out of spray.
All right, great. Well, there you have it. Just, I wish we had time for more of these complaints, but I want to be on time because Kevin Ryder will be in here in a moment, and there's a Go Line call waiting for him. Listen to this, Allie.
Hey, this message is for Kevin Ryder. Many, many years ago when I was still in high school, I called into the show letting you and me know that I saw Rick Dees at Disneyland, and I cussed him out, and my stone friend kept on saying, Kevin and Bean, Kevin and Bean. I called into the show, let you guys know. You guys thought it was cool, and you said you would send me a coffee mug, and I'm still waiting for that coffee mug.
Oh, no.
But, I'll settle for a tiny towel, so... great to have you back on the show.
All right. Well, you know what? Send him a tiny towel. At the very least, we can do that. And let's find out as we get Kevin Ryder on the lie detector test in a moment. Did he ever intend on sending this man a coffee mug for mocking Rick Dees at Disneyland?
Interesting that we have the same issues now than we did then.
I know. See, we still can't ship stuff properly.
I never got my insert thing here.
Yeah. We'll take a quick break when we're back. A Lie Day Friday special edition on a Wednesday morning. We'll do that. Plus more Universal tickets all coming up next. K-Rock. I am equally shocked right now as I was when a few months ago Kevin Ryder walked through those doors and said he was coming back to K-Rock. That's something that we never thought would happen. Omar and I had side bets. Every couple of months we'd say, man, I wonder if this is when they get Kevin and Bean back here or Kevin Ryder comes back. And Omar said, not going to happen. No way, no how. And just proof that Omar's always wrong. Right? Right, Omar?
Well, yeah, he's back, but he's not like, you know, it's like, what, 9:30 in the morning?
Yeah, he's back at 9:21 in the morning on a Wednesday. What's wrong with that?
Hey, shut up, Omar.
Yeah.
Okay,
sorry. He's at least here. You're snacking right there.
All right, you're so checked out.
Kevin Ryder is back on K-Rock in the afternoons. People are thrilled you're back, obviously. How's it been going?
Well, it's been going well.
You're happy to be back?
Yeah. I'm happy to be back. Yeah, it's great. It's kind of my home.
That's actually one of the first questions on the lie detector test.
Oh, I wish I knew.
But don't worry, we haven't turned it on yet. We got to get John in here. John is our polygraph examiner, and you're very nice to offer to come in here and do this because not that you've ever been dishonest. I would imagine most everything you've ever done said on K-Rock is 100% authentic to you.
No
right?
way. No.
Oh, it's not.
Of course not.
No, he said this. This is true, right?
I like penis.
Thoughts?
I mean, I did say that, and that was true.
Yeah, okay. So, we don't need
a lie detector guy.
I'll just tell you.
Are you happy that we have joined a group chat with you and not contributed to the group chat at all?
Kevin, one time, and then no one else.
Which I feel like is a properly run group chat.
Yeah, it's really good. Yes, because we were all complaining about group chats and how much we hate them. Yes.
And then now everyone's afraid to comment on the group
chat. Because everybody replies all, and it's like, stop it. I don't need to have 17 messages.
Kevin Ryder agreed begrudgingly to set up the group chat, but he did give us all the disclaimer. He doesn't like them, and none of us like them, but he likes them the least, and so all of us are terrified to write
to
it.
I know, and then Megan sent one thing, and I was like, but I don't
we've
know what to do.
We've started a side group chat that you're not in.
Oh, no. Can I say thank you for asking all of the questions at our meeting?
Yes.
You're that guy.
Oh, yes. My God. I didn't know. Yes, right?
I'm not the guy that asked
you're the
question.
You're the guy.
He always says, that I want to make these longer by asking a question, but.
By the
and
way.
And then proceeds to ramble on with the question.
If you asked one more, I was going to yell. I was ready to yell. Listen. I was like, shut up, Brian.
Omar, back me up here. Have I ever asked a question in a meeting ever?
Absolutely have.
Yes,
100%. I've been there. Yes, for sure.
Wait, are you saying you didn't?
No, that meeting I did ask more than I should have. Yes, that was because was a meeting about us getting paid finally, getting some money around here. That matters. The other meetings where it's
or sometimes the boss will go to you, hey, client, you have any closing words? If it was me, I'd be like, nope, let's move on. But you go ahead on a diatribe about whatever topic they're talking about.
Not a diatribe.
Hey, scroll and start doing a speech.
Oh, shut up, Jerry. It's not about me today. It's about Kevin Ryder, guys. The legend, all right? He's here. Technically, it's not a lie detector day because we usually do those on Fridays. We're trying to come up with a bit that works. We haven't come up with one yet. They claim this is the closest we've come to a bit that works. You're a Hall of Famer. Do you think that this bit has any chance to work?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, good.
It seems good.
Yeah.
Just wait. Just wait.
That's most things.
Just wait. Your lie detector guy is fire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, John, how are you doing? Get close to that microphone. Yellow. Hey, John, how you doing?
All ready.
Are you happy to be back here?
I'm happy.
Yeah. Now, Kevin,
I walked in and I said, hey, are you the lie detector guy? And he goes,
Yeah, that's his energy level at all times. And is it because you're over this? Because you've talked to, like, you know, more exciting people like murderers and stuff? Is this boring to you?
No, I'm happy.
Okay. Is this him happy?
This is you out of 10, John?
All good.
We can't see your head shake. Yeah. You're going to have to say something.
I think he gets a little tongue-tied here because last time you told us you have a crush on Allie. You're sexually attracted to Allie?
No change.
No change.
Oh, wow.
Okay, great. Well,
all right.
I think that's what he meant about my weight.
Here's how we're going to work this. We've got 12 questions here for you, Kevin Ryder. Right. They have been submitted by everyone who works at K-Rock, including a lot of listeners.
That scares me.
You can
me.
Veto any question you choose. Only get one veto out of the group of 12. The rest of them you will answer honestly, and then we'll find out if you lied or not.
If I lie all the time, mm-hmm. you won't be able to tell if I'm lying. So I'll just lie on every question.
John, is that true?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
So somebody who's a compulsive liar, you
can
would
you
be
give
able
us less input? Right? Like, I want to know if that's the truth or not. Like, if I lie on every question, how would you be able to tell the difference?
I already have baselines on you for the last 5 minutes.
Oh, he already was setting it up. Oh, what a sneaky bastard.
Yeah, this guy's good at what he does, huh? Wow. All right, well, let's get to the theme song. And are you nervous about it? Is there any secrets, Kevin, before we start the questions that you're nervous that maybe would come out during this?
Not that I can specify, but of course there's 1,000 things that I'm worried about. When it comes up, I'll go, oh, no.
Like if there's questions about relationships with Bean or with...
No, I'm not worried about that.
You're not worried about that. Okay. All right, what about things...
Shut up, Omar.
Things that have happened in champagne rooms in Vegas?
Nope.
Not worried about that?
Not talking about that.
Well...
We're vetoing before we even start.
We're just riffing right now.
Right, so that's a freebie.
We're just
filibustering. That doesn't count against me.
All right, it's time for Lie Day Friday.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Why is it lie after lie after lie?
The only thing I know for sure is you're a goddamn liar.
It's a lie.
You're a parasite of lies, and I am your worst enemy.
Lie Day Friday.
Lie Day Friday.
Wednesday.
Don't be fooled by the day of the week. We're still doing Lie Day Friday around here. John, if you have to ask Kevin any questions to figure out exactly what his baseline is, you can do that now. Now's your time to shine, buddy.
Are you in California?
No.
All done.
He said, all done.
He got you. He lied. You lied and he still got you. So now he knows.
You say it so confidently.
Right, but if I lie every time, I'm saying you won't notice the difference. Isn't the difference what you're looking for?
We can see it.
Okay.
Question number one.
So wordy.
He will give us the answers at the end. Once we make the listeners sit through probably a Chili Pepper song. Okay. Then we'll come back.
Of course, it'll be a Chili Pepper song.
Did you come back to K-Rock because you love it here, or was it a cash grab?
Can I say both?
I guess.
I do love it here.
Whatever the truth is.
I do love it here, and I feel like this is where I belong. And I always have sort of felt that way.
Mm-hmm.
And you like the money.
But sure.
But
I'm not against money. I'm not doing it for
free. I
thought
these were supposed to be yes or no questions.
Well, John says we can go away from the yes or no. Right, John?
Oh. Yes.
Yeah, so.
Oh, nice.
See, he can't, but we can. Okay. Question number two.
That's a great point, Klein. I think maybe John only answers in yes or no.
Yeah, he's been doing lie detector for so long.
For so long.
And he brings so much energy to yes or no.
What's your favorite food, John? Is it pasta?
Pasta.
Okay, he just repeated what you said.
Question number two.
This is the shakiest lie detector guy I've ever met.
What percentage accurate is this? 99.99 or something?
It's medical equipment reading what his body is doing. That part is 100%.
Wow.
Okay, 100%.
Seems like he hates me.
Yeah, that's the vibe he gives.
Yeah.
Do you think you deserve to be in the Radio Hall of Fame?
No, it's odd to me. That's the ultimate, what do you call it when you don't feel like you
imposter
should be?
Imposter syndrome?
Yes, imposter syndrome. That is the worst imposter syndrome there is.
Mm-hmm. Really? You're the guy that said this.
We've got to get to the bottom of what in the hell is going on with this Blue Man group. These guys, they paint their faces red.
That happened.
That's Hall of Fame material, man.
That happened, and I didn't even notice it. Everybody else was like, "What are you talking about, red?" I said, "What are you talking about?"
It's confusing. It's right in the name. Question, by the way, John has not cracked a smile. We are listening to great audio here, and John, no smile.
Nothing.
Crack. Question three, Kevin Ryder's in here live Friday on a Wednesday. He's agreed to come on the lie detector test to answer all of your questions. What band is your least favorite that we play on K-Rock?
What band is my least favorite? Wow. I can't say. It depends because you have to take into account the overplay that we have to do behind the scenes. Like, we play Red Hot Chili Peppers way more than you who complain about it.
Right. And if you listen to it on a regular basis just as a fan, it would be a lot different than if you had to listen to it every hour on the hour at the same five songs.
I would say this is not going to be a popular answer. System of a Down.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Yeah.
Just don't like him?
Let's cue that up.
I don't.
All right. Writing that down. Question four. Kevin Ryder's here. While at Vegas at a strip club, did you ever get any action in the champagne room?
No. Wait, what is action? Define action. Clarify that.
Let's have John define action.
John, define action. You seem like a man of action.
Sexual activity.
Sexual activity.
You say no?
No.
I'm writing down no.
Wait, in Vegas?
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Fuck, man, we shouldn't have clarified it. We got a question five. Kevin Ryder is almost halfway through the lie detector test. It's a lie day Friday and a Wednesday with a Radio Hall of Famer. He's back on K-Rock every afternoon, I'm sure you know, because we played a jingle a lot. More than the Chili Peppers. The only song we played more than the Chili Peppers is the Kevin Ryder's
back
jingle. Who is the worst celebrity you've ever met or interviewed?
The worst celebrity I've ever met or interviewed. That's a weird question because can you start the bet again? That sounds weird. That's a weird question because I love terrible people.
Mm-hmm.
I love bad interviews. I love weirdos.
Remember when you threw Screech out of the studio and then he died?
Yeah, he sucked,
and then he died.
Yeah.
You feel bad about that? Or?
No, he deserved it.
He
had that coming. He's one of two people that we threw out of the studio in 30 years.
Who was the other one? The
spokesman for Scientology.
Oh, damn.
And you threw Screech out and then he died, I think, that day, right?
I think it was that day, yeah.
Was it?
No.
I was like, wow, that's messed up.
So it was, is Screech the worst celebrity you've ever met or interviewed?
Yeah, he was terrible.
Screech.
Yeah, sure.
Dustin Diamond.
Why was he terrible, just out of curiosity?
He and a friend came in, and for some reason we said okay on the friend, and they were just sitting next to each other, like making each other laugh with little sound effects.
Right.
And the other guy was dying laughing, and we were like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So we threw out his friend, and then he just kept going. And it's one of the two times we're on the air in the middle of the interview. Instead of starting a commercial, we said, we're done, get up.
Wow.
And go.
Yeah, because he's just marching to his own. He's just like, I'm going to do my own thing.
Right.
He's so disrespectful.
If you don't want to be here,
don't
be
come.
Here.
Right.
Question
start
seven.
Start the music again.
Excuse me. If you had to assign a diagnosis to Bean, what would it be?
He has Asperger's.
All right.
It's a form of autism where he can't tell... what the receiving person feels.
Mm-hmm. Like, and he'll never admit it.
He misses all social cues.
You're right.
Yeah.
We gave him a test. He was good, 99%. He was like, I don't have it.
Really? He still thinks he doesn't?
I don't know. He says he doesn't think he does.
John, you got the Asperger's?
Yes.
We're flipping the questions on you, John.
Question seven. Do you wish you were sleeping right now instead of sitting here on this much less successful morning show?
No, I'm actually having fun.
That's going to be a lie.
You're not an expert, Klein. He's telling the truth.
Question eight. Are you ever jealous of the careers that you've helped launch over the years, like Jimmy Kimmel, Adam Carolla, or wedding DJ Omar Khan?
Could not be happier. Couldn't be happier for those guys.
So there's thrilled. No jealousy.
No. Mm-hmm.
Not even about Omar's wedding?
I'm sort of proud of them.
Yeah.
I'm proud of that they went on to do big things. I don't think Omar is still doing DJing, is he?
I am. I DJed your wedding.
You
dude.
Did. You're right. You DJed your wedding. Yep. My bad.
Yep.
His career already died.
If Jake went on to start hosting a late night show,
I would be so pissed.
I would be suicidal.
Every time they spoke on camera, I'd be like, "You thank me, goddamn it!"
Yeah, I would be so mad every day. Okay, moving on. Question number. Now we're almost done. Kevin Ryder's here. You have a nickname for your penis. Apparently,
Thicky.
Thicky, right.
Yeah.
Thanks for clearing that up.
is your penis actually thick, or is it one of those clever nicknames, like a bouncer named Tiny?
It's a clever nickname.
It's not really.
Okay. No.
Not thick.
I always found it hilarious.
You still, reminder, you can veto any of these questions.
Oh, right. You
vetoed none of these.
Wow.
Question 10.
Totally forgot that.
What do you really think of the bosses here at K-Rock?
I like most of them.
Name one you hate.
Yeah, they keep firing all the other ones. I mean, there's not that many left.
Can I say his name?
Sure.
Jeff Fetterman.
Okay. We call him Chocolate Factory around here.
Chocolate Factory.
Why Chocolate Factory?
That's his nickname.
Because one time he sent us a really weird TikTok of a grandma peeking out from behind a tree saying this. Do you have it, Omar?
Welcome to the Chocolate Factory.
He just sent us that out of context. And we were like, who
We didn't know if we should go to HR
this?
Or just play it on the air.
It was so weird, man. And very inappropriate.
Yeah. And we were like, should we? And nobody responded.
Two questions left. You're doing great so far.
Thank you. You don't know.
Is this current bit any good, according to you? You're a radio
this
hall.
This current bit?
Yeah, this current bit.
Well, the music died.
Okay.
It's really bugging me. I don't know why that keeps it. What do you have, like a 12-second music bed?
Usually that's all we get between the songs.
Unbelievable. What was the question?
Is this current bit any good?
I hope.
All right. In your opinion as a radio professional, if someone's listening now, is this bit good?
I would hope so, yeah.
Okay. Final
You're
question.
Talking your way around the answer there, Kevin.
Need a yes or no.
I think you think you...
Shut up, Ali.
That is correct. Shut up, Ali. You're right.
Thank you. Goddamn.
Finally, this is the last question, and this one came through the most. And there's a lot of questions here about relationships with Ralph and the drama. If you could save Jimmy or Adam from a ship going down, who would you save? But let's not do any of that. Here's the last question. Do you secretly hope Klein Ali Show crashes and burns so that you can come back to save K-Rock Mornings and have a dramatic conclusion to your radio career?
I do not. I do not want to ever be on your schedule again. Your schedule sucks.
No. That is true.
Even with the summer hours.
You guys have to get up. Yeah, so what's summer hours? I never got summer hours. What's up with that?
So now we got to play one song while he tabulates the answers. How do you feel you did?
I mean, I feel like I did pretty well. But I don't know. John next to me has got a lot of negative energy.
John, did you detect any lies in this?
I did.
Okay.
Oh, my God. He did.
So can't does that wait. Make you nervous?
I can't wait. A little.
Yeah.
No, it's
yeah,
about Thicky.
Is it? John, the Thicky thing was told
John,
me,
was it about Thicky?
Near.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
What did he say?
I think he said Nair.
Near.
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 Oh, near.
I've changed up the music in honor of you being here right now. So let's give you some System of a Down. Kevin Ryder is in the K-Rock studios. We got the exciting conclusion of the Lie Day Friday on a Wednesday. I'm sorry we couldn't get to all these questions, but everyone knows the results is the best part. So we'll figure out what he told the truth about, what he lied about, and that is all next on K-Rock. special request and dedication to the great Kevin Ryder, who is in the studios now on K-Rock. It's Klein Ellie's show. We got summer hours, which means we're not going anywhere in 30 minutes. We're going to stick around for another hour, because why the hell not? Man, we fall for all the stuff. You guys were much better at standing up for yourselves than we are, huh?
Yeah, they never told us that we had to stay until 11.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that was really weird. You guys,
no, but we did do that dumb thing, the Cinco de la Tarde.
Remember that? Yeah, we came back for an hour in the afternoon.
Yeah. Oh. Which is like, what the hell are
and
we
they
doing?
They called it what?
Cinco Retarde? That seems like a problem.
Cinco Letarde?
Like, oh, Letarde.
5 p.m.
Oh, okay. The afternoon. I was like, that sounds highly problematic.
Yes, it does.
Allie's been called that many times. All right. Well, in a moment, John's got the results of your lie detector test you just took. Is this the first time you've ever been on a lie detector test?
Yeah.
It is.
Yes.
And you feel like you told the truth?
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds, I mean, there are so many inflection changes in your voice.
I mean, look,
like,
there's a lot of complicated answers to questions, so sometimes it's...
People are very
there's
mad.
There's a mixture.
People are mad. We didn't ask some of the obvious. You should have asked him, what color faces do the Blue Man Group have?
I mean, Aston answered.
Right. once red will always be red. Everyone's just so thrilled to hear you again on K-Rock. It's been so great again. Back to K-Rock for a while. I love hearing Kevin out with you guys. Anyway, so overwhelming support for Kevin Ryder, but let's find out if he's a big fat liar. All right, so John from Poly. John, what's your business? I should promote you. You're a lie detector guys on Instagram. People can hire this guy to come to their house, ruin a good time, ruin your family. Only $145. He'll get any answer you need. Cheating, infidelity, thievery, right, John?
True.
Wait, you show up at people's houses and see if they're cheating?
True.
Wow.
That's amazing. You do all the stuff, huh?
Wow.
And you've also given lie detector tests to many murderers.
True.
Yeah. 13,000.
There's a delay with John.
Yeah, there is.
He has to let it process. Yeah.
13,000 people tested. You can find them at Lie Detector Guys. All right, John, whenever you are ready for the big reveal now, this is where things get exciting. You can go ahead and tell Kevin Ryder how he did.
When we asked him, did you come back to K-Rock because you love it here, or was it a cash grab? He said yes to both. And that was true.
Okay.
Hey, all right. Starting
good
out
start.
With the truth.
All right.
Good man. Appreciate that.
Shouldn't be surprised that I told the truth.
I know. We're all, woo, wow.
I assumed it was a pure cash grab. I'm shocked that it was because you wanted to be here at all, to be honest, but okay.
When we asked him, do you think you deserve to be in the Radio Hall of Fame? He said no. And that was a lie.
Well, you do deserve. You see that?
Interesting.
See, part of you believes that it really is true and that it's real. And that's beautiful.
Yeah, because of the impact you've had. I think that's what Hall of Famers need.
I think
impact.
It's just staying alive and on the air for 30 years.
They have to do
like,
it.
Like, literally.
Right.
Just literally not dying during that time.
What does that say about our industry? You're a Hall of Famer just because you didn't die and kept a job.
Omar, play another one of his Hall of Famer clips. Yeah, I mean, there's great. A reason.
Here we go.
All right,
give us some background on Mrs. Butterworth. Is she a slave woman?
Jesus. Listen, there's context. There's context, people.
What is the context?
Yeah, explain that one away, huh?
I don't remember, but I'm sure there was context.
Okay.
All right, moving on. Next question, John.
When we asked him, what band is your least favorite that we play at K-Rock? He said System, and that was true.
Okay.
Hey. But it's not because you don't like the band.
No, I like the band. I don't like the screamo parts of it. That gets a little much for me. That's all.
Yeah, especially when it's overplayed in your ears every hour.
Yes.
Go ahead, John.
When we asked him, while at Vegas at strip clubs, did you ever get any action in the champagne room? He said no, and that was a lie.
Wow.
That's clearly.
Action was sexual activity, to be clear.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, good for you, though. Everyone needs to unload in Vegas. I get it.
John, you and me in a champagne room?
Yes.
Whoa.
That's a lie.
Shut up. All right.
When we asked him, who was the worst celebrity you have ever interviewed? He said Screech, and that was true.
Wow, of all of the hundreds of... Well, didn't you hang up on Paul McCartney one time?
Yeah, but I don't hate him.
Right.
Yeah. Why did you hang up on... Well,
on
he
Paul
said
McCartney?
Goodbye.
Yeah.
And then I hung up, and then he started to say something again. And so, but I forgot to turn his volume down, so he goes, it's really...
Hall of Fame.
So it's three people he's thrown out. It's Screech, Paul McCartney, and the Scientologist.
And I think he also hung up on Bono, too.
Hung up on Bono, too. It's people who can't say goodbye. Right. They say goodbye, and then they have to keep talking.
Yeah, I know. That is on them.
Stop doing that.
I agree with
Bono's a real-looking-me kind of guy, you know? Yeah, let it go, Bono. I get it. All right, moving on.
when we asked him, if you had to assign a diagnosis to Bean, what would it be? He said Asperger's, and that was true.
Mm-hmm. Okay, medically, mm-hmm. good stuff.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
I sent
Kevin, what are you doing?
I sent Bean a text to see if he would join us for a bonus question this morning. He was nice enough to text me back and decline the invitation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
No, no.
He likes to be asked.
I know. He said,
and then he says no.
I appreciate the invitation.
Yes.
I will pass.
Yeah.
He said I appreciate the invitation?
He does. He likes to be asked.
Here's what he said.
But he does not like to say yes.
Right. Yeah, that's why he rubbed me the wrong way that he does that. So I didn't invite him to my wedding, and he got all butthurt about it.
He was really? Very upset, yeah.
Yeah.
So he wants to be there in spirit. He wants to politely decline.
No. He just wants to ask. He just wants to be asked so he can say no.
The answer, yeah. This is the exact text. The answer is no.
But
I'm delighted to have been asked. Thank you.
That's him.
Yeah. And then, yeah. And then my number's been blocked. But still, that was he was happy to be asked. Okay. All right, moving on.
When we asked him, do you wish you were sleeping now instead of sitting here on this much less successful morning show? He said yes, and that was true.
Oh. Okay. Well, I think he said no.
No, he said he wanted to be here.
No.
Well, are you lying, John?
John, who's lying now?
Wouldn't it be funny if you're...
Just.
Lie detector guy is a liar.
Oh, man.
Impulsive liar.
And a really good one.
Can't help it.
Let's just agree that he probably doesn't want to be here, but he's having fun. Okay,
right,
moving
next.
On.
When we asked him, are you ever jealous of the careers you helped start, launch, like Jimmy Kimmel, Adam Carolla, or wedding DJ Omar Khan? He said no, and that was true.
Oh.
Hey, you don't have any jealousy. You're a good man.
I don't. I'm happy for them.
I'm jealous of them. I didn't even work with them.
I know.
That's crazy.
And then you explain, like, yeah, K-Rock, you know, there's all these great people that came from it, like, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, oh, really? Yeah, who are you? And you're like,
exactly.
I don't know.
All right, moving on.
When we asked him, you said the nickname for your penis is Thicky. Is your penis indeed thick? He said no, and that was true.
That was true, yeah.
Is that, like, the most true? Can you see, like, how true it was, John? Or?
So unbelievably true.
True, is what you're saying.
Okay, whenever you're ready. You're right.
That delay is real.
Yeah.
I think he fell asleep right there.
Yeah.
When we asked him, what do you think of the bosses here at K-Rock? He gave details, and they were all true.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah. That's a clean way to... What, did the boss come and get you during the commercials? They say it like that? Jesus Christ. All right.
He gave details.
When we asked him if this current bit is any good, he said yes. And that was a lie.
Okay. Well, as expected.
I could tell that one because there's a little inflection.
I can't. So. It's hard for me to judge something I'm in to go, yeah, this is fascinating.
Yeah, same with us. It's usually not as good as
All right,
we think it
final
is.
Question.
When we asked him, do you secretly hope Klein and Ali show crashes and burns so you get to come back and save K-Rock mornings? He said no. And that was true.
Well, that's
reason. The whole reason we did this whole bit was just to get that question.
Ruse to get that
question.
That's
all we needed to know.
All right.
Kevin Ryder.
You got it.
You're the man. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being all honest, except for the champagne room stuff.
And, I know. Now that's all I want to know about.
Yeah, well, we're going to have you back for round two.
Okay.
We got to take a break. We're way behind. How late do you usually break? Like, when you're supposed to break at a certain time, what do you think is the buffer window to break?
For me, it's 42.
Yeah, that's when ours
is. That's when the break is supposed to happen.
Yeah, so this is awful.
Oh,
yeah. You're way late.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Kevin Ryder, Afternoons on K-Rock. Let's get into your news right now, and then we got a brand new hour of the show that we can officially launch into. But first, what's happening in the world?
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
When Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day is pissed, you will know. And he can get fired up pretty quickly. And he had to deal with one of the most annoying things that a fan could do at a show. He was shooting at the band with squirt guns. And bands have to deal with a lot more crap at shows now. For a while, there was this trend of fans throwing random things at artists, including dildos. Recently, I think Josh from 21 Pilots had to deal with his drums being stolen by a fan after the show. And now, during this Green Day show in Germany, after about an hour of being squirted in the face repeatedly with a squirt gun, Billy Joe Armstrong had had enough. He took off his little guitar. He went over to him and, like, put his finger in his face. You can't hear what he's saying because he's off mic, but you can see him mouthing, "You effing better quit it or I'll beat your ass. You understand me?" And then eventually the guy said, "Okay, I'll stop." But Also, is there anything more fun when you're a kid and then more annoying as an adult than a squirt gun?
It's the worst. But you know, in Germany, that's not filled with water. That's the other thing. I mean, you know. And to get
I've seen that video.
Over and over again. To get that repeatedly. Like, one squirt, you go, all right, we'll have a good time.
But I know, when, but again and again. Right. It's also like, dude, get something else. Get another gimmick.
Yeah, and I could, it's funny because they, you know, look, no one wants to be uncool. And especially if you're, you know, lead singer of a cool band, you don't want to be uncool. And as soon as you're the adult that's like, all right, enough with the squirt gun.
I know.
You're uncool.
Everyone getting repeatedly shot with a squirt gun feels uncool and looks uncool and gets pissed.
But, by the way, I don't know why security let that go on for as long as they did. They should have shut that down.
Well, it's probably hard to see because even when it was happening in the video, I can't even tell that it's happening. I guess that man's very hydrated.
When I upgraded from a regular squirt gun to a super soaker, when those first...
Oh, my gosh.
That was, like, life-changing.
They had all the other tanks attached to it.
You could fit, like, 90 gallons in a water... I mean, you used to have, like, the saddest little... Those little sad original, like, starter guns in the world of squirt are just pathetic.
And then those big ones with the... Some of them, they're, like, they shoot, like, machine guns.
Yeah, battery-operated ones. Those are great.
And I don't want to sound like a pussy, but they actually hurt when they hit. Like, the blast of water comes out. They've really made some great improvements in the world of squirt guns.
But when you're getting unintentionally squirted like that, it brings you to a 10 so quickly.
But also, kids shooting other kids with squirt guns is like level 5 fun, but kids shooting adults...
When they're unsuspecting adults.
Annoyed by it, it's a 10 out of 10 fun.
Oh, my God.
There's
you feel
better.
Like you have really won in life.
Yeah, it's great. Well, I'm sorry, Billy. Let's all take a moment and think of the great Billy Armstrong who's recovering.
He probably doesn't really care about it
getting
anymore.
Gently moist yesterday during a show.
All right, there have been a couple of In-N-Out lawsuits that have taken place in the last week. One of an employee suing the company and one of the company suing a YouTuber. The employee lawsuit that came in last week, and it was about potential workplace discrimination having to do with the way that the employee was wearing his uniform. And then this one that's just coming out comes from In-N-Out, and they're suing this YouTuber who has been pulling various pranks at In-N-Out locations for a while now. I guess they've warned this guy to stop doing content at their In-N-Out locations because he's been dressed as an employee and he would take orders from people outside.
Which just got to be so annoying if you're the person that thought you put in the order, because even waiting for your actual order when you put it in is already annoying.
And when you see that person with their little iPad thingy with the little order, you're like, yes.
And by the way,
I feel like I've gotten closer than I really have in line because they're taking my order.
And, you know, we will defend In-N-Out till the death, but they basically hand you the... If you just ask for the uniform, they hand it to you.
Every time I go,
well, they hand you the paper caps, those little paper caps that they wear.
Really?
Yeah, they're right behind the register. Yeah, you have the kids with you. You say, hey, can we get one of those In-N-Out caps? They hand them to you. So,
cool.
Boom. Now all you need is a white shirt. You're done.
Yeah, so this guy, Brian Arnett, he was in In-N-Out branded clothing, looked exactly like an employee, and then he would make lewd comments to the customers and say things like, the employees here put their feet in the lettuce and sorry, we're only serving gay people today.
Hey, In-N-Out, why so uptight? That sounds funny.
And then he would leave and they would just be like, okay, and then the car would leave and be like, I guess they're only serving gay people. So
sorry, it's Pride Month, I guess. Yeah. See ya.
So they would just leave and not go to In-N-Out.
Do you remember the bit that we've been trying to do now for years that Muggs was supposed to do when he still worked here, where we were going to dress him like employees at a bunch of different places?
Yeah, like Target employees.
And just send him over there to walk the aisles until people asked him questions, and then he was going to spend a lot of time just filibustering with them before he finally broke it to them. I'm sorry, I don't work here.
How great would have this been
for us? Would have been great.
We would have gotten to this, but this is somebody who had an idea like that and then actually applied himself, got the uniform, and did it.
Let's see if that guy wants a job here. Happily hire him.
Will we? I don't think we have any space for that.
No, we don't.
All right, minimum wage is going up in a few days. People who make minimum wage are getting closer and closer to the rates that fast food workers make, ironically. Starting July 1st, minimum wage is going to go up in California, and how much, it depends on where you live. If you live in L.A., for example, it's going to go up to $17.20 an hour. Or no, I'm sorry, it's going to $17.87, up from $17.20. Which, like, okay, that's exciting. Yay, you're getting a raise. But when someone's like, your raise is 67 cents, you're like, damn it.
Yeah, I know.
And you feel like, oh, cool, you see this headline, minimum wage is going up, that's so exciting. And then you realize how little it is and how little it's going to affect your paycheck. But the highest in California that I saw was in Northern California in the East Bay in Emeryville. It's now going to be up to $19.90. And the highest in Southern California that I saw was in West Hollywood at $19.18. So,
Oh, I'm sorry, $19.65. So that's almost $20 an hour, depending on where you get a job. I didn't even know it depended. It was that different depending on the city in LA.
Key is you have to go ahead and figure out, do the math. Like, you go, like, man, if I was making this kind of money in the 1800s, I'd be living okay right now.
That's always good to compare it, yeah.
You got to do the math.
And buy all the sarsaparilla I want.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'd be running
6,000 acres.
Oh, think of all the leeches I'd have.
I have 19 whole dollars.
So if you do the math like that, you can feel good about it. Or you can start doing that thing where you go, over the course of the next 5,000 years, that will work out to roughly $1 million.
And if you're a hotel worker, you'll be a mega billionaire.
Yeah, that's how you feel good about things. We get into a brand new hour of the show next on K-Rock.